Most of us are still trying to make sense of just the numbers involved in last week's tsunami. The steadily rising death toll feels overwhelming, unimaginable. In her many books, Annie Dillard has grappled with the issues that leave most of us at a loss for words. We ask her to write an essay about numbers and loss.
On April 30th, 1991, on that one day, 138,000 people drowned in Bangladesh. At dinner that night, I brought up the catastrophe. My daughter was then 7 years old. I said it was hard to imagine 138,000 people drowning. No, it's easy, my daughter said. Lots and lots of dots in blue water. She was too young then to understand the supreme importance of each individual. Those tsunami victims in Bangladesh years ago and these tsunami victims now on the shores of the Indian Ocean were not dots, sweetheart. They were beloved daughters like you, beloved sons. They were partners in love and fathers and mothers. Every adult knows this. It has been a stunning time for us adults these past 6 decades since the war. Nothing is new, but it's all as fresh for every new crop of people as this year's winter-killed grass. What is eternally fresh is our grief. What is eternally fresh is our astonishment. What is eternally fresh is our question, what the Sam Hill is going on here? And incidentally, is anyone running this show? Does such an omnipotence mete out moral justice by hurling hurricanes here or there, or pointing tornadoes or terrorists at towns? I think we could not find anyone to make a credible case for such a proposition. After all, even we mere people hold the individual precious. Or does an individual's significance weaken with distance like the force of gravity? Well, would I exchange 2 Sumatran lives to save my daughter's life? Lord, I probably would. We eat at restaurants while innocent people starve in Haiti. They starve in Haiti and the Sudan, too. And we reach deep for as much as we can possibly spare and double that to haul humans out of the whirlpool while there's hope. A newspaper headline said, "Head-spinning numbers cause minds to go slack." But surely we agree our minds must not go slack. Neither must our hands. We, the living, now enter the surf to form a human boom like a log boom. We try to encircle and enclose and bring in and burn or save the dots. All the dots. Those Indian and Indonesian dots. Those dots dropping everywhere in Iraq right now. The starving dots. We do not go slack. We secure the boom. We hold tight to other hands in the water. We save and rescue as many dots as we can, whether we can see the people flail in front of us or not.
Annie Dillard's essay, Dots in Blue Water, is loosely based on her 1999 book, For the Time Being.